welcome to a very disorganized Geek and Geek Hag podcast. We actually had one last week, but we erased it. I think we recorded, how much did we record? Like an hour?
Yes.
I don't know, we recorded about an hour and then just, I can't even remember what happened. I just didn't like how it was going and I thought it sounded really crap, so we just erased the whole thing. And I kind of wish we hadn't, because we probably could have salvaged some of it, but oh well. So there was no podcast last week because, yeah, because I made an executive decision or something to erase it. So here we are again, trying it out on a Friday night, having watched all the new stuff that we want to watch, looked through the Xbox Media Center, can't find anything we want to watch, so we'll do a podcast.
I've got stuff I want to watch.
Look, you have all your geek TV you want to watch. I don't want to watch that shit. Unless we can watch Dignation, because I think Kevin Rose is hot. I'll say it, I think he's hot.
Well, you missed Dignation already.
You watched Dignation without me.
Watch it at work.
Why do you watch it at work? Why don't you...
During lunchtime.
You used to play it here. I like Dignation.
Well, you didn't want to watch it.
No, I like watching... I like Dignation. I like Rocket Boom.
I got Rocket Boom. I don't want Dignation.
Well, and I think... I don't know. I think those are the kind of the only two video podcasts that I'm sort of interested in.
But Mobuzz TV.
Oh, yeah, she's all right as well. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I kind of like that stuff. That's all right. No, but it's weird because, you know, I've started with the podcasting, kind of only listening to the stuff that you listen to, which is all the sort of geeky, techie podcasts, and, you know, finally, like, started looking into it myself, figuring out what I wanted to listen to, and I am listening to Feast of Fools, which, if anybody really wants it, it's feastoffools.net, which you probably don't, given the audience for this podcast.
What's the audience for this podcast, Sarah?
Actually, it's 16 people who I don't know why you've bothered downloading this. Not very being very complimentary. When we last checked, 16 people had downloaded it, and probably will never download it again. That's okay.
No, because it was about 13 people in the first one, then 16.
Okay.
And well, about 60 people downloaded our 24 beta podcasts.
Oh, God. See, and they're never going to download anything we do again, because that was just silly. We just watched the 7th episode of 24, season 5, and, you know, it's... I don't know. It's kind of stupid, really.
That's why we take the piss out of it.
And dead silence, because we're just really struggling here.
Well, no, I'm not struggling. I was...
You just wait for me to talk. You don't say anything. You just kind of, like, wait for me to talk.
That's because you like talking.
Well, it's Geek and Geek Hag. It's not Geek Hag rambles on for a really long time, and Geek occasionally says something.
Well, obviously, you know who wears the trousers, or whatever. The pajama bottoms.
Don't start with me. So, what can we talk about? Oh, yeah, what was that crap you sent me, like, today about... Where did that come from, about happy shagging? Apparently the latest craze in London is taking a mobile video of yourself having sex. Of course, you only do this if you're, like, 13 and having sex, which is blah. But apparently, all the latest craze in teenagers is taking mobile videos of yourself having sex and then sending them on to your friends. And then they send a video of themselves having sex to some more people. And yeah. This is one of those things that when I hear stuff like that, I'm a little bit skeptical. And they're calling it happy shagging after the whole happy slapping craze, you know, when people are running around clubbing people and filming it and going, hoo-hoo, isn't that funny? Which,
yeah, but
no.
when that first hit, everyone was like, no, it's not true. That's really true.
Yeah, but how much of that was because they heard about it and said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, and actually did it? It was like that whole thing. You remember that whole toothing thing that was going around for a while?
Mm.
I actually got emailed by somebody from the States. Like, one of my friends back in the States emailed me and was like, hey, do you have Bluetooth? Because I hear in London everybody's, you know, having anonymous sex in the toilets and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but okay, that's not okay. Oh, for the anyone, hype went too far on that.
For anybody who didn't hear about the whole toothing thing, when was this? Like last year, was it sometime?
Yeah.
What it was if you had Bluetooth, which I don't really understand a whole lot about Bluetooth, but you can send a signal out that's fairly limited in range, which is what? How far does it actually go?
About 10 to 100 meters.
Okay, so.
But
explain me. If you've got a device that does Bluetooth, like a phone or a handheld computer or whatever, you could send out a message to other things that had Bluetooth enabled and say toothing, and which was apparently supposed to get you in a conversation with somebody who would also want to have anonymous sex in a toilet, in a, I don't know, or on a train or something. And, you know, I just didn't see how this was really going to work.
Okay, see, this is the thing.
With.
Okay.
You know, don't what, people not organize their anonymous sex online like everyone else?
But
you
this
know?
Is this is the thing that you're missing is that even for what you just said, yeah, you're wrapped up in the hype because actually, a mobile phone, most mobile phones have Bluetooth now, and yes, they're actually. Most of them are on as default. Now, the toothing came from the fact that you could exploit the Bluetooth on a phone or a palm-top device to access different features of it. So, with the right kind of software, you could send something, not a message, but you could send... you know, like a contact or other stuff. You could, I mean, with the right kind of software, you could look at someone else's phone book or the stuff on their mobile phone or on their palm top.
So what does that have to do with anonymous sex in training?
That's what I'm saying. They took it too far. Now, toothing, you know, it's more about the kind of was meant to be, it started off as more about the actual, you know, the flaw in Bluetooth and the ability to penetrate someone else's Bluetooth device.
You said
and
penetrate.
Then, yeah, well, that's... Well, it obviously aptly fits, but then, obviously, the media picked up on it and went insane, and that everyone was, like, passing messages back and forth. Now you can.
No, it wasn't the media that did it. It was these guys actually made it up.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then passed it to the media, and the media like took off and was like, "Ooh, toothing," and then everybody got hold of it and was like, "Oh my God, there's all these people having anonymous sex in London," you know. And then people are sending me, you know, my friends back in the States are sending me messages going, "Hey, I hear all this is going on," and I'm like, you know, I just don't think it's really happening. I just didn't think. I was trying to imagine it, and I'm like, everybody on the trains is so goddamn grumpy anyway, you know, all pretending nobody exists.
This is what I'm saying to you, is that it's not about, okay, if you ignore the message passing and you ignore the sex, okay, or the anonymous sex, you know, I'm sure many people in London have had their mobile phones, you know, attacked or at least, you know, someone's tried to like send them a contact or via a kind of toothing way.
Well, every time I've tried to send anything from a mobile phone to another mobile phone, like a contact that I want to send, I can't even get that shit to work.
Okay.
Well, I just didn't really understand how people were organizing anonymous liaisons on the train, and especially because it's like you're so transient, you're like you're not sitting with the same group of people all the time.
But it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't buy it anyway.
For example, I've opened up my iPad, and you know, see, I'm reading the news on there, and I've got the Bluetooth on because most of the time I want to dial up to the internet, you know, via GPRS or 3G. So the Bluetooth's on, and you know, sometimes I leave it so that, you know, I can see what's, you know, other devices that are around. And sometimes I've had people, like, try to send me stuff, you know? I mean,
that you were expecting, or people...
No, someone sending me stuff. So, once I did receive something, and, you know, it was a movie, and it was just a shitty...
Is this, like, another thing about, like, when that girl was sending you all the naked pictures of herself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why are you putting that on the podcast?
Because it's funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
What I'm saying is that it's...
You can see, this is another podcast that gets erased and never makes it anywhere.
What I'm saying is that it's possible to send stuff to people.
Okay.
Over Bluetooth. And if they accept it, then it's even easier. Yeah, the ability to basically do it without the person actually having to accept. So it would just automatically appear on their phone.
No, I just... Well, whatever. The whole thing was just... But anyway, so back to this happy shagging. It's one of these things that I just sort of wonder, is it actually happening, or is it that someone's just put it out there and kind of, like, hoped that maybe someone will send them some free porn?
But okay, that's what I'm saying, though. So with the Bluetooth, there was an element of truth to it. Because, and so in Happy
Shagging... Who cares if there's an element of truth to it?
But, okay.
The essential bit of it was that, you know, people are using this anonymous stuff to, you know, arrange shagging liaisons in train toilets, which wasn't happening at all. If they wanted to say, ooh, look, Bluetooth can do stuff, then they could just say Bluetooth
can do
stuff.
But that's, you're penetrating someone else's Bluetooth device.
God, would you please stop saying penetrating?
Well, that's what it is.
Okay, fine. So what?
But that's what I'm saying. That there's an element of truth to the whole thing.
Okay, well, this
so,
conversation is boring.
I know, but listen, one second. What I'm saying is that, now, it's not too far to imagine that someone may have sent messages, I'm using air quotes there, you know, back and forth over days, using...
You're missing the point, though. These guys admitted they made it up.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, okay, they may have made it up, but it's possible that it could have happened.
Yeah, the whole funny thing about this was that when people heard about it, then they, like, wanted, like, you know, there were people out there that went, wow, this is all going on, woo, you know, and got
excited about it. Maybe some
and then maybe they actually started something. So that's what I'm saying is, maybe this happy shagging thing is another set of people going, oh, you know, let's see if we can get something else started, because people believe any old shit that, you know, people put out there.
But there was an element of truth to it before that even these guys even thought about the idea.
Yeah, obviously, there had to be for, you know... People have to know that Bluetooth does stuff.
So, okay, for example, in the happy shagging...
I don't know what your point is.
I know, the point I'm making in the happy shagging stuff, yeah, is that it's not too far to imagine that someone, you know, or some people have taken pictures of them shagging, yeah? Of you know, them and their couple or some...
You know what I
shagging.
Bet?
And so it kind of escalated from there.
I bet it's all started with teenage boys taking pictures of their dicks and sending them to people. That's just, it just reeks of shit like that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know people that have pictures of their partner's, you know, anatomy on their phone.
Are you talking about...
No, don't mention names.
I'm not mentioning names. That wasn't genitalia, though. That was just like...
But, okay, but that's what I'm saying. It's
that
not,
was a torso.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that, obviously, it starts there, and someone else that's more, I don't know, what's the word, extroverted, or more, you know, up for it. I mean, like, someone I could mention would quite happily take pictures of their anatomy, or...
You're talking about your ex-girlfriend.
Look, let's not mention her.
Okay.
Okay. So, would quite happily record whatever on their phone.
Yeah, well, she's a right slapper anyway. But anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. You're thinking, you're basing everyone on how you would think. So, you could imagine, like, going into, I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not surprised. And for teenagers to be doing it, you know, it's, I guess it's creative use of their phone.
This thing is, like, I don't really care if, like, people want to send, you know, the reason I think it's a bit funny is I don't really get why you'd want someone of, yeah, no, I just don't get, okay, let's move on.
You're not a teenager.
Let's move on. But I was a teenager, and.
I know, but you're, but it's hard to imagine being a teenager now.
I mean, and who would want to see awkward teenager sex? Ugh.
But other teenagers would.
Ooh, spotty, scrawny, teenage boys.
Okay, darling.
That haven't figured out to use deodorant.
This is the thing.
Nasty.
Okay, when you say this, yeah, unfortunately, you're showing your age a little bit. I'm sorry to say,
oh
darling.
Oh my god. Here we go. You know, he thinks because I'm nearly 3 years older than him, he can bring out the age shit. Look, you're ageist.
No, but what I'm saying
you're
is that...
You're ageist.
What I'm saying is that... Okay, I personally wouldn't want to see this. But if I was a teenager and it was with other teenagers, then of course you would. I mean...
No,
It's a boy and girl's wet dream. To see other, like, their classmates being shagged or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not something like I can gather that both parties consented. Let's record ourselves having sex on the phone and send it round.
It would never be that. It would be the guy. Okay,
it'd be the guy.
The guy
recording
no,
it.
No, listen.
Sending it to all his
mates.
Listen,
listen. I said the guy or the girl who would set up their camera. Or they're on their phone, and they would put it in a position where they would record. For example, the new phone I'm looking at has this option, okay? And I've only just thought about this since we talked about this, okay? It's got an option where it will record, it will take pictures 3 times a second. Not 3 times a second, no. Was it 3 times every 10 seconds? Or up to... like once every 5 minutes, okay, for as long as you want, until basically your storage runs out. So what you could easily do is you could leave the camera on its side, and they actually suggest this in the review. Yeah, oh look, Ben things talking to me, and I'm in a podcast.
What, you're just gonna have to tell him you are busy doing a podcast and he needs to go away?
I did put away on.
We need to turn off your instant messenger.
I said I put away.
Yeah. Who's talking to you anyway?
Ben.
Okay.
I was talking to you before, but
yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that in the review they say the camera the phone will sit on its side, yeah, on a table set, and you could leave it like in an office and take pictures. Now, the only thing about it is it does make the clicking noise like mine. You can't turn it off.
Like yours, ka-chan! That thing is so loud. You've never heard a louder phone.
Okay, but
when taking a picture, it's just amazingly loud.
But what I'm saying is that, listen, right?
And
okay.
It's so funny because he gave me his old phone, and his old phone takes pictures without making noise.
Okay,
so.
But listen, for example, okay, this is the sound of it making the picture, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so,
the best
okay.
part was it used to go smile.
All right, but okay, listen, but you're not listening, right? Okay, that's the picture, yeah. This is the video, okay, and this is the important bit because we're talking about video. Okay, once that's done, it's recording now. Okay,
yeah.
And you're not.
Oh, that feels really good. Beep. What was that? That was the microwave. Yeah. Oh, that was the microwave again. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, what I'm saying is that once you could, especially if you got like a lot of storage on your phone, you could set it to record and leave it on the side and it would record for hours.
Funny, with any new technology, the first application is always sexual, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's human desire.
Yeah, I guess so. It's always.
We all know that. Unless it can cater for human needs, then it's not going to sell.
Well, unless it can do something that has anything to do with pornography, it won't do anything.
I would say,
which is fine.
I would say just pornography. I would say like just human needs, like you know, the wanting sex or, you know, other desires or, you know, food or shelter, stuff like that. You know, if it hasn't got that from day one, then, you know, it's gonna fail.
Forget the food and shelter. I'm talking about, like, any technological device that comes out. Now, the first application is always porn. I mean, I think this is well documented, like, you know, sort of like, well, internet stuff and video and, you know, and photography and, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I had a point, but I lost it.
Okay.
Drinking too much soda.
But you see what I'm saying now? It's like, it's possible, and I can see why teenagers would want to do it.
Okay, just as long as I don't get any, you know, video messages from you and it's like your dick or something.
No, that ain't gonna happen, trust me.
Well, I'd be really annoyed.
That is not gonna happen, but interestingly, what might happen, imagine what could happen, is you can start getting 2 for videos of teenagers. That would be really horrible.
Oh, God.
That would be nasty.
God, you know, I don't want to think about it. Ever since I was over in Cardiff, not Cardiff, what's outside of Cardiff? Barry.
Yeah.
Ever since I did, when I was doing my study tour to look at the NHS, you know, before I moved over here, before we got married, and I ended up at this sort of clinic outpost handing out condoms to teenage boys. Oh my God, you just don't want to think about teenagers having sex. I mean, you really don't want to. It's like, you watch these shows like, you know, like the OC and stuff like that, and like all the teenagers are like beautiful and...
That's American teenagers.
Well, because they're not actually teenagers, you know. But when you look at real teenagers, I mean, those are the last people you want having sex. You really just... Ooh,
yeah, but this is
little spotty, little scrawny boys coming up. Yeah, I need like 8 condoms. I've got a heavy weekend. And you're just like, the fuck you do, dude.
Yeah, but
Sarah, don't have nothing going on.
Sarah, okay... We do teenagers having sex, yeah. I mean, for example, there was 2 teenagers on the train the other day, and I had my laptop out as usual. I had my headphones on.
And they were having sex, and they were knocking into your laptop.
No, and I listened to a podcast as usual, and there was this guy on the other seats, okay, and also they weren't interested in me because I was like busy doing stuff, and I looked a bit rough and ready anyway, but. These 2 girls were like giggling and like, you know, trying to talk to this other guy who had his headphones on as well, yeah, listening to his iPod, and they were like, oh yeah, you need to come back to my place, and these girls were only, I mean, okay, at the maximum age, they must have been like 16.
Was it like those girls on the bus the other night when they were like going around, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
No,
like,
these,
oh my God,
this is
they're
the
like
thing.
12.
This
just,
is what I'm saying though, that the girls that were doing that, they were all dressed up, you know, like they were going out on a Saturday night. And it was actually like Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but our neighbor used to like do stuff like that as well. And
exactly.
She's like 14 and shit.
Yeah, exactly. 15? And see what I mean? It's like, okay, the spotty teenager thing is not necessarily true. It is, but it isn't. Because, like, girls will go for, like, older guys.
Well, that's the thing. And do you know, in STIs, when you look at, like, where the spikes of STIs are,
mm-hmm.
if you look at where, like, basically, if you graph it out by age, right?
Yeah.
The biggest spike is in the girls is always about 2 to 3 years younger than the biggest spike in the guys, because that's who they're each having sex with.
Exactly. And that's a really good point. So, what you're seeing is that you may see, it's like, girls taking pictures and, like, videos and showing it to their mates, you know?
Okay. Well,
it isn't this
whatever.
Your stereotypical view of, like, guys doing it, you know.
No, it's the teenage boys do it because they can't believe anyone's having sex with them. They gotta get it recorded. Holy shit. No. Anyway. No, I'm just... I cannot help thinking of these
okay.
things out in Barry. And mind you, I was just gonna say about, you know, you were talking about how you were all self-involved on the train. It was like that other day we were on the train... And you didn't notice anything about the woman sitting next to you other than she was drinking a Gordon's gin and whatever in a silver can. He did not even notice this woman had this skirt that had a split in the front, and you could just see her coochie, and it was just like,
you said you repulsive. Couldn't see anything. Okay.
Well, you could see like straight up her skirt. And I was just like, woman, God, close it up.
But you know. Let's
and play. Ian's got his laptop out, and he's sitting there like with his laptop, like duh, 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 duh. I'm geeking out.
You listen. You know.
I am so lucky.
Okay, but you need to. You don't listen. Okay, you need to explain to the people where I was sitting and where you were sitting.
Then you sat across. You sat across from the same as I did as well.
No, you were sitting directly across from her. I was
it
sitting.
Didn't matter.
I was sitting diagonally
Believe
from her.
Believe me, the view did not change from where anywhere.
End of the day, yeah. End of the day for me.
At the end of the day, her skirt was split up to her nether bits.
But her skirt almost touched her knees.
Yes, but it had this giant slit up the front.
But I've seen girls like wearing like almost nothing. It's ex-girlfriend. But it's just yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's just common. So I didn't even like go, oh my God, look, she's wearing that. You know, it's like, oh, she's wearing a skirt. You know, it's not a big deal.
Well, it wasn't that big deal that she was wearing the skirt. It was the fact that she couldn't seem to keep her legs closed, you know, which is imperative when you're wearing a skirt that is split up to your, you know.
Okay, but talking about observation and stuff. Now, I've seen that woman before, and she was also drinking gin and tonic then.
You sure it's the same woman?
It was the same woman because it was the same can. And it was the same hair and it was the same face. And
so if you're ever on that train that goes, you know, from somewhere, London terminals, sort of out toward Dartford on the Greenwich line, you need to look for a woman who, I don't know how...
She drinks gin and tonic.
She drinks gin and tonic on the train and she wears skirts and sits with her legs wide open.
I don't see many women drinking gin and tonic. And actually, this is a funny thing.
Gin and tonic in a can.
And the funny
legs
thing...
Legs wide open.
Like a Red Bull can as well. Like 250 milliliter.
And these are the things that he notices.
Okay, but
isn't
also...
Isn't he a gem?
But also, what I'm saying is that the other time, the first time I saw her, I think... I'm sure you were with us as well, but she was acting a bit weird, like... And what I found weird about her was her breathing... Her breathing was really heavy.
I don't know. I had
like my kind of breathing, like.
Well, that's because you can't breathe. Because
I know, but I'm saying what I'm saying is that it was like it was the kind of breathing of a man my size, not a woman her size.
Okay. Well, I didn't listen to her because I was trying to listen to my iPad. I was listening to a podcast on my iPad and trying to get in a better mood than I was because I was grouchy last night, and there was that fucking girl next to me who wouldn't shut up on her phone. You know, that's getting worse and worse. People on their phones on the train. That used to be like the one thing you could count on, sort of, on trains in the UK was that, you know, you only usually had like sort of one twat on their phone. And now it's like you get in one car, you'll have like eight people on their phone. And it's not just a quick call to say, I'm on the train, which is what everyone says. It's like a long, extended conversation. It's just on and on and on and on and on. And I just was, you know, that's what text messaging is for. And then you get those fucking people who don't know how to turn off the sound on their keys, and they will just sit there and text. Beep, 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 beep. And, God, I want to strangle people.
But that's what I'm saying. It's that basically the teenagers don't do that because the teenagers, one, will be texting because it's too expensive to call people. Two, they would turn the key thing off. Yeah. It's
yep.
Usually, I know what you're going to say, but it's usually like the older groups of people that I've noticed that are talking on their phones.
It's people in their 20s.
I've always noticed 20s and like, 30s. I've always noticed it's been 30s.
20s.
30s upwards.
20s as well, though.
And sorry to be, you know, see how you brought up my ex-girlfriend on the podcast now. Darling once was on the phone and you were incredibly loud.
That's because I'm American and I'm allowed to be. Everyone expects it of me, you know? Everyone expects me to be loud and obnoxious and annoying, so I might as well give them what they're after.
Alright.
You know? And then they always say things like, I love your accent! No, what? Why? I don't know what you're talking about.
Do people try and emulate your accent to talk to you? No. I love your accent!
No, and I don't sound like that either. No, it's, No, we were talking today about swearing in the office, and I was talking to Josie, and she's, like, got this very kind of thick...
You mentioned names.
Well, you know. But she's got a very sort of thick South London accent, and, you know, she was saying that when she went to the States, like, people couldn't understand her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just felt like she was speaking another language, because people would just glaze over when she was speaking, and I was like, yeah, I get that. It's that whole, like, brain has some kind of barrier, because they're not expecting an American voice to come out of your mouth, and then it does, and then they're like, you know, don't quite understand what, but I don't know. I'm used to it now, and it's fine. It's almost like as long as you get the words right, the accent isn't
okay.
That big of a problem.
I guess what you were gonna say as well, before you talked about accents and stuff, was about the teenagers and their speakerphone
yes.
options.
Okay, that's the thing. Yeah, maybe they know how that they need to text instead of thing, and maybe they know that they need to shut, you know, turn the buttons off so there's not beeping. But the one thing that they're fucking doing that's really pissing me off lately is when they've got the speakerphone on their mobile and they're just sitting there and they're... Don't you start. Okay.
Mine's got a louder speaker as well, so I can actually blast them away.
That's lovely, darling. You can turn that off now. Thank you. Thank you. But it's like... But the sound is so crappy. That's what I don't understand.
That's because they can't... They haven't learned the scale of playing, of encoding MP3s yet. That's why.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. It's like they feel compelled to share their crappy music with, like, everyone on the train. And it's like, I don't know. You just, do you not have headphones? Are you too poor for headphones? You know? Thank you for sharing that, but none of us are interested. Like, most of us other people have our headphones. That's why we have them all in, so we don't have to listen to twats like you.
To be fair, I've got to say that it's definitely... It always seems to be the same kind of people, and they seem to be, like, either in groups... it seems to be, like lots of girls doing it. And there's one time.
Oh no! I see guys doing it.
Okay.
And I've seen guys alone doing it.
I've seen guys.
The first time it happened, it was a guy.
Okay.
He was alone.
And
he got on a bus and he was just like playing music out of his mobile phone, and it was just like, what the fuck, dude?
I've seen one. Okay, I sat on the back of a bus from North Greenwich to Woolwich, and the guy was playing his music, and it was some shite. R&B. I mean, it was rubbish. I've never heard such rubbish in my life. I felt like, just because I know my one's really loud, I could really outdo him. And I thought, ooh, and I knew he'd hate it because it's like dance music. And he would like, you'd hate it so much. He'd like, ugh. Or I could always go, if anyone takes a piss, I could always pull out the headphone jack on my iPad and play music out of that. And that would teach one lesson. But I don't get
it. Never
involved.
Does. They just don't get it. They're just, you know.
But I like to do it because the music is so different from what they would expect. They would expect like some hip hop or some R&B, and I'd be like, no, it's all about dance music, mate.
No, I think next time like that happens, really what I need to do is like pull out my iPad, pull out the headphones, and play like an NPR podcast, you know, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
I,
NPR
I
like talk radio,
well.
Which is like the lame ass shit that I listen to. I'm like, on point with Tom Ashbrook from BUR Boston, you know, and they'll be like, oh my god, what is that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tempting, but, you know, but also, what was I going to say again as well, yeah, the quality is always, tends to be really bad. I don't know, I mean, I've had speakerphones for quite a while, and the quality has been quite bad of them, but I think they're downloading such rubbish quality, and the music's rubbish anyway.
Well, and it's not a boombox. It's a mobile phone. You know, and they... You know, what were we listening to the other day? We were listening to some podcast where they were talking about the backlash. A backlash against phones that do all this kind of crap. And people are like, look, I just want a phone. You know, I don't want it to take pictures.
That was NPR.
I don't want it to take video. I don't want it to, you know, play music. I don't want to do any of this shit. I just want a frickin' phone that I can use that isn't complicated. And I can relate because I live with the master of everything complicated. And sometimes, you know, I just want to do something. Like, you know, in our home, this is to be a good point to start to sort of detail.
No, let's not do that now. Let's do
No, because we're talking about sort of gadgets in our lives and on the commute and whatnot. Okay. And the only reason I have an iPad is because my boss found one in the back of her drawer that nobody was using and said, "Would you like this?" And I went, "Yeah, I guess," because, you know, Ian, I think, had been bugging me about getting one. I didn't have any money. And it was free, and I was like, okay, fine. You know, so I finally started downloading MP3s on it and listening to it.
Don't look a gifted horse in the mouth.
Okay. And, yeah, but, I mean, okay, so just in our living room, there's a wireless point up here for Ian's laptop.
For both of our laptops.
My laptop is...
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right, but that's the point. I bought it.
So, say you wanted to watch television in our house. Okay, well, you've got to find either my all-in-one remote, which you probably wouldn't know how to use. Who's calling?
Tony.
Well, you're just going to have to...
I know, I don't know. But Tony, I can give you a call back in about 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness, okay. I need to listen to him talking.
Bye.
See, we've really not got this podcasting thing down at all, do we?
So, like, it's real.
Turn
life.
Off your phone, turn off your instant messenger, you know.
That's not my fault if you want to try to contact me.
Next week, downloads will be at like 1. It'll be me downloading it at work to see how bad it was. But anyway, okay, so if you want to watch TV in our house, you either got to find my all-in-one remote, which you probably won't know how to use because I've got a macro it programmed into it that doesn't quite work anymore because we switched the boxes. But you've got a box that needs to turn on for the Freeview. You've got the TV that needs to be turned on and switched to the correct setting and channel and whatever.
The AV.
Whatever.
AV frame.
And then you've got two things that have to do with the sound, which, I mean, for about a year I was in the wrong combination and I could never listen to anything. I would turn on the TV, I got picture, but no sound, and then I could get sound, but no picture, and fucking miserable. And then you've got the Xbox, which, if you want to watch anything that, you know, we've recorded, that's where you need to get that from. So you basically have five remotes that you've got to figure out and get into the correct configuration before you can actually watch anything. You know, it's taken me 3 years, but I think I've pretty much got
that's
it
why,
now.
That's why I bought you a 6-in-1 remote.
Yeah, and I'm getting better at that, but it needs to be reprogrammed, because I programmed in the macros. Like, I spent probably about 2 days, I called the helpline, I was on their website, I was doing everything to figure out how to use this thing. And it is good, but you have to spend time with it. You can't just take it out of the box and, like, go, da-da, you have to do a lot of programming to get it to work with all your stuff. So.
But the reason why it took so long is because, for example, the Technics digital decoder is American. It's not English.
Okay.
So that was a problem. Also, the Xbox remote infrared sensor was a cheap one, not the official one. So it wouldn't accept the commands that we were getting.
Okay. Well, and then upstairs, each of us... Well, I have a workstation that Ian built for me because my laptop has died. I have an HP notebook that, when I was living in the States, I thought about bringing my desktop over because I had a computer that I quite liked, and then I was like, okay, it's going to be too much hassle to get my computer over here. I don't really do anything that requires like a big workstation. Really what I need is a laptop. So I sold my computer to someone, I bought myself a laptop and brought it over. It's been alright for a couple years, but now the power thing's dead, so it doesn't work anymore. But so that's off in a bag somewhere until Ian's guru friend at the college can fix it. So basically, I've got a laptop. He's got a laptop. This Toshiba that is now held together with what is this on it, honey?
It's not held together. It's just I'm using that just in case the fan spins out of point.
Well, Ian's got a laptop that's being being mended by some blue tack.
It's just sitting there because that's what keeps the fan centered.
Okay, yeah. See, we're poor. We just hold everything together with blue tack. No, but anyway, so you have a workstation upstairs?
Yes.
And you have a server?
Yes.
And another one that's a firewall?
Yes, movable firewall.
And then we have a router?
Yes, we have a we have a 24-port switch.
Okay, whatever. Gigabit switch. I don't know what it does. And then there's that green thing that's attached to it.
That's just a USB modem.
Okay. And, well, and we drilled through the ceiling and actually put that up in the loft, which is... What did we put in the loft? Put the switch in the loft and what else?
Put the switch up in the loft and the firewall.
And the firewall. And the
smooth wall.
And the wireless thing? The modem is up there too, isn't it?
Yeah, the modem is just part of the smooth wall firewall.
Okay, I don't understand it really. So basically there's just wires going everywhere. There's, you know, yeah. So there's all that. And, like, on a daily basis, the first thing that happens in the morning is Ian gets up and turns on a bunch of podcasts. And we have a radio transmitter thing that...
You have an FM transmitter that transmits throughout the whole house.
So you can turn on the radios in the other rooms, and there's actually a radio in the shower, and it's shaped like grommet. Mm-hmm. Yay, grommet! You know what, though? I find it the volume is really difficult. You can hardly hear the podcast in the shower.
It's fine for me. Oh. It's an FM radio. They pick up a lot of interference sometimes.
Yeah, it's not great.
The sound quality is not as good as a normal thing, but that's understandable.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should get a different shower radio. I really like grommet, though.
No, it's fine. It just means that you just can't... Just don't stay in the shower so long, eh?
Well, I just can't hear it, so... Okay, but, you know, we got radios. We've got a radio in the kitchen, radio in the bedroom... You know, radio downstairs, so we can, you know, tune it to a certain station and hear the podcast all over the house. So, you know, so basically, a regular day for us is wake up in the morning, Ian turns on podcasts, and we tend to listen to IT Conversations and Slashdot Review and stuff like that. And I say we, well, Ian turns them on, and I just sort of hear them. You sort of can't get away from them because they're being played throughout the whole house. So that's how I. You know, get my little geek hag fix for the day. I'm like, what are all the geeks talking about? Oh, you know, and then people start talking about things at work, and I'm like, I heard about that, and everyone's looking at me like, ooh, how do you know that? I'm like, because I'm a geek hag, that's how I know. But, yeah, and then, you know, in the evening, it's like we've got all our stuff on that we've downloaded kind of throughout the day. How do you set that up? How do you actually set that up? It's a Zurus, but then you've got...
I got the RSS filter extension, so it automatically downloads it based on Render Expression that I set up.
Yeah, what he said. So, yeah. So, I just tell him what I want, and sometimes I get it, which you haven't downloaded any daily shows for me lately.
That's because I don't know why daily show's not working. I'll have another look into it.
It's making me sad. I'm going into Jon Stewart withdrawal.
Maybe that's a good thing.
No, I don't think so. I love him, you know.
So there's Jeffrey Z.
I love him. But, yeah, I haven't seen enough of him lately. But, anyway, okay, so we're like 42 minutes now. What have we been even talking about? Just general devices and crap.
NHS launches webpage for wankers.
What? I'm sorry, we're just watching the news feed go by on the Xbox and Ian's pointing out strange things.
You missed it.
NHS website for wankers.
NHS launches website for wankers.
Okay.
It's probably just an information site about
masturbating or something.
Yeah, make sure you don't like do stupid stuff like stick your cock in a pot of jam or something.
A pot of jam. Where did you come up with that? I was going to say a vacuum cleaner.
No, because I had jam sandwiches today.
And did it cross your mind that you might want to...
No, of course not.
Well, then...
Of course not. I'm saying that it's like, okay, well, obviously, the NHS has set up a website for wankers.
Look, and all I'm saying is, you somehow connected jam and... Okay. Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe it should stop people from wanking too much that it goes in their hair. Like on the Friday Night Project.
What are you talking about?
Remember they had, like, a picture of Cameron Diaz and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they get that... They trot that picture out every... That woman's gonna be, like, 80 years old, and she'll go on a talk show about her, you know, her fifth Oscar nod or something... And they'll be like, hey, remember you're in this movie and you had semen in your hair? Isn't that funny? And she'll be like, you know what? I'm really fucking sick of that picture.
Well, she should have gone such a crap movie.
that was a good movie.
No,
you know
it's a terrible movie.
No, I like it.
Someone said to me, I think it was actually, well, I don't know his name. We were talking about the IT Crowd, and he said that the IT Crowd was very slapstick humor. But I was like,
It is.
I don't know why I like it then.
I don't know why you like it either.
I kind of like it though. It's kind of quirky. It doesn't remind me of like...
I think it just reinforces a lot of stereotypes. Like, I really don't understand. Like, the one geeky guy makes more sense to me than the other geeky guy. Like, the geeky guy who's just a bit, like, kind of a bit sloppy. He just sort of wears t-shirts and jeans and kind of messy hair and just is, you know, kind of generally in his own geeky world, which is fine. And then you got the other guy who's, like, looks like Revenge of the Nerds from the 80s. And I'm just like, I haven't seen a geeky guy like that since the 1980s. So I don't know where they picked this up from.
But that's, okay, that's the whole point of it. It's like, you know, whenever you think of, like, the kind of Revenge of the Nerds style stuff, or whenever you feel about, like, American, like, geeks, then that kind of image is kind of trotted out, where the kind of European kind of geeks are more, like, just a little bit more rough and ready. I've never seen anyone wear, like, pocket protectors and all this stuff. I don't know if people did it even then. But that's what I'm saying. I never heard of pocket protectors until I seen, like, American media and, you know. It's not even one of those things that you'd, like, go, oh, you know. And, like, you know, for example, that podcast I listened to called Twit, yeah? This Week in Tech, yeah? Uh-huh. Really good podcast. And they're trying to, like, reclaim, like, you know, geeky and nerdness back. And they were like, oh, yeah, we should do a load of pocket protectors. And I'm like, you what? You know, why would you want, even a branded Twit pocket protector, why would you want something like that? What is a pocket protector?
Well, it's kind of beside the point, because the whole idea of a pocket protector is to protect your pocket from getting pens and, you know, ink in it. But the thing is, you know, the real with it geeky guys now would at least have a handheld computer to tap out something on. They wouldn't have to write shit down, so they wouldn't have to have pens. So they wouldn't have to have a pocket protector.
When I have my Nokia N80, it's going to record everything.
Sorry, I'm just giving him one of those wifey looks. Where, what the fuck are you on about?
It's a joke. The joke I'm trying to make. I hopefully someone got it and found it funny as well. The joke I'm trying to make is that, obviously, we talk about happy slapping and happy shagging. So, I said the N80 will be recording everything. Anyway, let's stop there.
He's getting wifey glares. He's frightened now.
Look out for that story though about NHS and wankers.
Okay, we'll have to find out what that's about. Yeah. Was there any other interesting news this week, techie news that you?
There is so much news. There's stuff from Demo, which is quite interesting. Like, basically, get a load of startups in one room and, you know, they pay a lot of money and show off their stuff. So, okay, there's that 30 boxes is pretty cool, which I kill me into, like, write a real review about.
30 boxes?
Yeah, it's like a calendar in sight. But it's not like a traditional Outlook calendar. It's, like, it's really made for, like, groups of people that want to share a calendar. It's made for, like, couples like us and stuff.
We forgot to tell... Yeah, that's the major thing that we do with technology is that, you know, I've got... Okay. I've got Outlook at home and Outlook at work, and I sync them... I sync my sort of... Only my personal stuff I sync to my phone, but my iPac syncs my work calendar and... my home calendar, and all my contacts, work and personal, all together. They go between my work computer and my home computer and my iPad, and it's all synced together. And the other thing that happens is, anytime Ian wants to do something or let me know that he's doing something, he sends meeting requests. I am the only person I know.
You send me a request back, so what are you on about?
I only started doing it because you make me do it.
Because it's, okay, the problem we got is that we want to let each other know what we maybe plan. So, you plan something, I plan something on the same day.
Yeah, but we could be like normal people and we could have like a calendar and we could write shit on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, because the problem with the calendar and writing shit on it is that I forget to write shit on it, and then suddenly...
Yeah, but what about the time you missed your doctor's appointment because your iPad didn't sync correctly or something, and it...
My iPad's a bit messed up. That's really
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but, like...
But then I use my online calendar now.
Okay.
To tell me when I need to do stuff. So that's all sorted.
Alright, well, we'll see if you miss any more doctor's appointments.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, okay, the 30 boxes is not a traditional calendar like Outlook. It's really... It's hard to explain. And obviously you got all the other news, like the whole Google desktop news. You heard about that?
No.
The new version of Google desktop. Now you can upload your hard drive metadata to Google. That means that Google will index all the stuff you have on your computer on their website.
They just seem like some kind of evil vortex sucking all your information.
Yeah,
out.
See, that's...
That frightens me a
that
bit.
That scares everybody.
I don't really know if I like that.
It's not set as default, but it's one of the things that, you know, could change in over time, and you don't know what they're going to do with it. You don't know. You don't know, I mean...
Google Mail doesn't do something weird where it takes all your contacts, like, without you telling it, does it?
I will be surprised.
Well, maybe it's just me absent-minded in my old
what's
age.
What's Google doing now?
It may be me being absent-minded in my old age, but I don't recall ever saying I wanted to sync my Outlook contacts with my online Google Mail. Now, I have the Google Mail, so and it's not Gmail, it's Google Mail in the UK, because who's got Gmail? I don't know. Somebody says they own Gmail in the UK, so they have to call it Google Mail here now until they get that sorted out. But there's, I looked at my Google Mail and I clicked contacts and I was like, wow, that's really weird. All my contacts are here. Now, usually every time I sync contacts from, you know, a web-based, mail thing, you know, from Outlook or whatever, it's a huge mess and I remember going through the process and I remember, you know, mapping everything and trying to get it to work properly, and it usually fucks up a couple times and I have to do it again and all this stuff. And I mean, one time I even managed to wipe out all my work contacts when I was doing some syncing with my iPad. So I always remember when I go through a process like this. But I clicked on contacts and all my contacts were there, and I don't know how they got there. And
yeah, sure, it uses like Plaxo or something like that.
No, it's all my Outlook contacts. It's all my personal Outlook contacts are there. And I don't remember doing it. So I'm a bit like, how did that happen?
I don't know what you're doing, but NTL trials 100 megabit broadband. Sorry.
We don't need it.
I don't know what I know what Google's doing to you or what, but see, for example, all my stuff is all synced because I'm using Plaxo. Yeah, which I was recommending to you. But I don't know how your Gmail stuff got from your Google Mail to your Outlook.
No, from my Outlook to my Google Mail. It was from my Outlook to my Google Mail. I don't remember telling it do that.
That's dodgy. So, but no. Gmail will read all the mail messages.
No, it's not that. It's not that. Because I haven't gotten mail from all those people, and I haven't emailed all those people. It's all my contacts, and it's all the contact information. It's not just the email addresses. It's all the, you know, who's their spouse, when's their birthday. It's all that stuff, too.
What the fuck are you doing? You must be...
Well, I'm thinking...
You got, like, Google Desktop version 4 on there that automatically grabs...
No, I don't!
...all your data from everything that you've got since.
No,
jeez, I don't know what you're doing. That's dodgy.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't know. I'm just... I'm sure it's just me, and I actually did manage to upload my contacts to Google, and it was such a minimal fuss that I forgot that I did it. But it just seems really odd to me, because I never use the web Google that much.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go and check my email there during the day, because I also have it, because I'm reading my Google Mail in Outlook, so I know they're sort of connected, and I have that thing set up where if the message gets delivered to my Outlook on my desktop, then it takes it out of the new mail on the web-based one. So it's like it goes through there first, and I don't really know how it all works. But, yeah. So.
You're probably rerouting all your mail from work through Google by accident.
I haven't rerouted my work mail. It wasn't my work stuff. It's my personal stuff.
You're probably doing something like that, and you didn't realize it. And now Google knows every single aspect of your life.
Probably.
If I search for Sarah Forrester online, I'm probably going to get...
You know what happens when you search for Sarah Forrester? It's like some woman in California that draws pictures of animals or something.
That sounds like you.
It's not me. It's not me, but I bought SarahForrester.com just in case she wants to buy it. So, I'm hoping. I'm hoping she gets real famous and she wants that SarahForrester.com. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to hang on to it.
Maybe she might go for Sarah-Forrester, is that that?
Oh, pfft. What good would that be?
Okay.
Okay, well, I think we should end this fairly random wandering podcast and say that thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with it. And we promise it will be better next week. We will actually have a topic, and we will try to stay
on it. We had a topic here.
What was our topic?
Happy slapping Bluetooth.
No, we didn't have a topic. We honestly didn't have a topic. There's no point in lying about it now. You know, you're not President Bush.
I'm not lying.
When you're caught, you just need to admit it.
I'm not lying. I'm saying that.
No weapons of mass destruction? We didn't have a topic. Okay. So, thank you for listening, all 16 of you, or whatever it is. And I guess we'll do something else next week. Okay. I mean, God, feel free. Tell it. Give us some topics, because we're struggling here.
I've got loads of topics we can talk about, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
If you say so, darling. Okay, so this has been Geek and Geekhead. Bye.
Okay.